love you so much, but if you arrive to go out to eat dressed like that, I would immediately be like, are you okay?
Blink twice if you're if like, you need help.
give me the sign. Who's watching?
Welcome, everybody, to the Monday morning show.
The intro came on twice. You know what? We're here,
though.
Oh,
my gosh.
We're here, and this is what happens when you go live.
This is exactly what happens when it goes live. When we go live. I am a disaster this morning.
The risk we all take. Hey, you know what, though? But it's great for everybody to see us in our raw and authentic selves on a Monday morning, laughing behind the scenes and having a good time, even when things are crazy.
Yes. Good morning, Dave Mattingly. Good morning, Swappers. It goes, or hateful morning, whichever. You know, right now it is a hateful Monday morning.
So what a great theme for this Monday.
This is a great theme for the Monday. Not only do I dislike people today, I dislike technology even more. Dislike present, technology.
Present company excluded, of course.
Exactly. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Song Swap Showdown, where sometimes things work around here. Today, they just don't seem to be agreeing. But hey, we're so glad that you have chosen to spend some of your precious time with us today. Today in the United States, it is a holiday of sorts, depending how you celebrate it, which way you choose to recognize it, whether it's Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day. Either way you choose to celebrate the day, it is a day off for some people here in this country. So maybe, just maybe, you're hanging out and you're watching us live this morning because maybe it's the first time you've gotten a chance to watch us live, or maybe it's the first time in a long time you've been able to join us. So we're happy that you're here, whoever you are, wherever you are, checking us out right now. We are excited. We've got another amazing theme for you today, a theme that was chosen by the Wheel of Themes, which, you know, if you were hanging on to a live feed, you saw accidentally come on quickly. But so this week's theme was actually put on the Wheel of Themes by my sister. So you could tell how she's feeling about things. But, you know, it's honestly, it's just one of those days, you know, it's one of those days. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But before we do, I just want to make sure that we tell everybody out there that if you're watching us or you're listening to us on the go, whether it's on whatever podcast platform you're listening to us on, or you're watching the show on demand, please make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you're doing that, so that way you get notified not only when we go live, but also when we drop new episodes, especially on YouTube, because, you know, as Amanda and I, we talk every single day. Our YouTube channel is growing thanks to all of you. Woo! We're at over 1,900 subscribers right now on our YouTube channel. So once again, we are very blessed and very honored that you would hit that subscribe button so that way you can stay notified when we drop new episodes and all new highlight clips and all kinds of fun stuff. This week, we have a lot of stuff dropping onto the channel. So make sure you check out that YouTube channel for sure. We've got some stuff happening this week for sure.
I really want to give a spoiler, but also okay. I don't want to give a spoiler. So what do we do with this information that we have that we want to share, but we don't know if we should share yet?
I wouldn't share yet. I think we should hold on to it.
But you guys, just know that this is epic, and this week is going to be very special.
Yes, it is going to be very special. All I can say is follow us on social media.
You won't. And this is not like just a ploy to get you there because we're going to drop something silly. Like, no, like it's major.
It is major. So make sure you follow us on social media for Amanda and I. So that way you get notified because, yes, there's some stuff happening this week, which as of today, as of we're recording the show, looks like it's absolutely going to happen. So I'm very excited. So make sure you follow us on social media so that way you don't miss a second of everything that's going to go on this week. And hey, really quick, if you are new to the show, right? Because I don't want to assume that because you're here, you know about the show and know about the rules of the show, the rules of the show and how it works. But yeah, if this is your first time checking out Song Swap Showdown, well, once again, welcome. And we're so happy that you're here. How the show typically works is Amanda and I each swap three songs with each other that we don't think the other tried before. And those songs are based on, as we were just talking about, a theme, which is chosen by the Wheel of Themes that we spin at the end of every show, which is why you want to stay listening all the way to the end, so that way you can hear what next week's theme is going to be. And then we rate those songs on a scale of 1 to 5 records, with 1 being a dumpster fire of a song. Hate
it.
Get
out of here.
Ugh. Do not like it. Go away. It's a stinker.
It's a stinker indeed.
It's a stinker. All the way up to 5 records, which is heavenly music to our ears. That is
yes.
Going on the eternal playlist of playlists. That's right.
Eternal song of playlist.
That's right. Song we will never get sick of hearing. Ever. That's a 5 record song.
And believe it or not, for those new, we've had plenty of 5 records go on those eternal playlists.
We absolutely have. We 100% have. So, Amanda.
Yes.
Why don't we talk a little bit about today's theme? I mean, we previewed it in a little bit of our opening here.
Yes,
and obviously,
yes.
If you see the graphic for the today show and you see the title, I think you'll get the idea. Mm-hmm. But in your words, because I don't picture you as a person that feels this way. However, listen, we all have those days, right?
We all have those days, and Chris may be having one today, but that's okay. We're going to pull him out of it. But today's theme of the show, because the wheel has spoken, is I hate everyone songs. And you know what? I had a hard time, and our community knew this, and I got the DMs with some song suggestions, and you know, they were my government bailout to this episode.
They certainly
they were.
They were. You know, I had a feeling you might get I was like, wow, the community really showed up and yeah, gave a lot of great suggestions in our Facebook group, which by the way, you should totally join if you have not. Join that group. Use a QR code on the screen or the link in our show notes. But man, did they show up and give a lot of song suggestions. And I was like, wow, Amanda, you definitely do not have a shortage of songs to choose from. I would be hard-pressed to see if you knew what half of those songs were, more than half of those songs
were. I spent so much time listening to them, and then I gave you my list.
Yeah.
And then I actually retracted a song from it and added a new one based on a community member's suggestion. So up to yesterday, that list even changed based on some suggestions. So thank you for showing up, because I typically don't hate everyone.
No, you don't. And listen, we do not hate everyone. I don't typically hate everyone. But just some days, though, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, or, you know, you start off good, and those one or two people that are maybe in your orbit kind of push your buttons and set you off, and you're on a downward spiral from there, you know?
Absolutely.
And our
spouses and loved ones usually get the brunt of it, which Ian is coming in the comments with his poor Marcus, and you're hitting the nail on the head. I don't hate anyone except sometimes Marcus. Poor Marcus. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, well, the same can be said for my wife to me. So I'm sure that I very, very much the one person who I set her off, so I'm not always her favorite person, shocker. So
I mean, it's hard to be when you live with a person all the time.
Yeah. No, it's tough. I mean, it's relationships take a lot of work, and sometimes you're just not as in love with each other as you think you are sometimes. So sometimes you need to go into your separate corners. And same thing with friends, family have a great way of setting you off. Coworkers, bosses.
Yes.
Driving down the road, getting that road rage, things in the news, politics. I mean, the list goes on and on about the things that can really set you down that negative path for the day and kind of get you in a mood. So hence why there's great music to, really use to work you through it, you know, to get you through, work you through your problems. There's that
cheaper than therapy.
Cheaper than therapy, 100%. Well said. There's that great show, which I really loved. It was on Netflix, Dead to Me, and with Christina Applegate. And she had this whole thing where, you know, she meditated. Her meditation time was sitting in a car and cranking some Cookie Monster rock that a man, like, And I loved it. I laughed so hard at that, but I absolutely get it, you know? And so, mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those things. You could be an idiot and act on your anger, or you could go mm-hmm. lock yourself in a car and crank some Cookie Monster rock and in 15 minutes be okay.
Absolutely. Or in my case, the Carpenters.
Or in your case, the Carpenters. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. You can't fall into a downward spiral if you start at the bottom.
You know, truer words have not been spoken.
True. Yeah, seriously. Absolutely. And Ian, no, I will tell you that our news is not that we're doing a live show in Australia. Sorry, bud. I would love to do a live show in Australia. And maybe, you know, if we make enough on our buy me a coffee, that could be possible one day. You'd have to buy a lot of coffees. Wink, wink.
Yeah. You know, it's so true. How many coffees would we need? It's like the lollipop, like the Tootsie Roll lollipop. Yeah. How many licks does it take to get to the inside? And, you know, he always bites it. The world may never know. Right. How many coffees is it going to take us to get to Australia?
We'd have to factor in the flight time, a place to stay.
Ian, can we stay with you? That might sound awkward. I'm sorry, but I also mean it. His wife's like, no.
No, that's not happening. You may not have these two strangers from United States, but they're on a podcast. It's okay.
Totally check out.
People you've never met before, just stay at your house. All right, everybody. That's right. We do have references. You could talk to our parents.
All right. We got off track this morning.
We are on another planet this morning, everybody. So thank you for hanging in there with us. We appreciate it as the live count goes down. All right. And I'm out of here. But seriously, we're excited. We got a great playlist put together. I think that for the most part, I bet my playlist maybe shocked you a little bit. I bet I think you thought I was going to go a lot heavier with you this week.
Yes. And
I did not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your playlist did not shock me at all, but I really enjoyed your playlist. I wasn't sure what was going to wind up on there, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And I did have a song. I will say, though, too, also on your playlist, I had never heard any of those songs.
And, you know, I have to think you probably enjoyed it because it was curated by our amazing community. So, number one, I got to give credit where credit is due. I have to also, you know, echo what you said. I really did enjoy your playlist. Your third song to me was a little pushy, like, I don't know, like, but I didn't hate it. It didn't offend me, we'll say.
It didn't offend you. It didn't offend me. Yeah. All right. So let's dive into this because we've got some good tunes and I've got some things to say. And you have, I'm sure, have some things to say as well.
Yeah. So listen, can I start with your first song to me this week?
Yes. Is that okay? You may start. Yes. And by the way, Dave Mattingly's taking credit for the suggestion. So
the credit goes where the credit is due. Yes, Dave.
Which I will be getting into as soon as you're done with your turn. All right. So you're starting first.
Song. Yes. I will start to you. And it is your first song to me was You Stink, But I Love You by Mucky Pup.
Mucky Pup.
You mucky pucker. Like,
Mucky Pup.
There's so many. That's funny.
New Jersey's own Mucky Pup.
I feel like all six of our songs are not necessarily like big hits.
No, not at all.
So finding some information on some of this stuff. Well, one of your songs, I feel like.
I was going to say, though, the one song was popular back in the day. Yeah.
Yep. I think your second song to me is what I'm assuming we're referring to. But so there was some information that maybe wasn't out there that we on other shows can give you more historical facts and all of that. So I'm kind of just going with, you know, my Amanda-isms on this one.
Right. Okay.
Listen, catchy tune, funny lyrics. It's a memorable song. It sticks into your head.
Yep.
And the beginning's fun. You know, there's like the chatter in the very beginning, at least on the little one that we.
Little skit.
Yeah. Do they put that on the radio when they play it or just the skit? Like,
this was never. Well, first of all, this band was never on the radio.
Okay. So that's why this makes sense. Why I could really never like find much on them data wise. Right. I mean, a little bit, but nothing like, I don't believe they were on songfacts.com.
They're not on songfacts.com.
which is my go-to place. Not sponsored, but we'd love to be. But, you know, I feel like this is such a really relevant phrase. Mm-hmm. You really stink. Maybe not literally stink, like stinky PU stink, but sometimes people just really suck, but you still love them.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, and so, yes, it happens so much. Like, I really don't like you right now, but I still love you. And when it's like, but I love you.
Yeah.
Like, when they, like, say that in the song, I just feel like that is so Marcus and I hope that so many other couples, or we're just on this planet by ourselves, where, again, poor Marcus. So probably we are. But it really is, but I love you. Like, I'm really mad at you right now. And I was really mean to Marcus over the weekend. Not going to lie. I got really, something happened in business wise, and it just affected my mood towards him. And then I asked him, I was like, tell me how to handle this. What would you do? I'm going to be emotional about it. He goes, this is why you're being mean to me. And I said, guilty as charged. And he goes, you know what? You're so lucky I'm older now, because 20 years ago, I would have just wanted to punch you.
Wow.
And I shouldn't laugh about that. I really should not laugh about that. But he really wouldn't have wanted to. But, you know, your anger level when you're in your mid-20s, low-20s, I mean, there's that, that heated, you want to punch a wall reaction.
Yep.
And then as you get older, it changes. You can be annoyed. And then I said, I go, and I'm really sorry, Marcus. Like, I apologized. Right. And 20 years ago, I would never have apologized.
There would have been no apology.
No apology. So we all age. So this song, I think, hit really at a good point in the weekend to really be relevant to that story. So I was not punched, and I apologized. I mean, we were winning.
Oh, so, boy.
Welcome to the Song Swap Showdown.
Welcome to the Song Swap Showdown. And Dave's checking in. And Dave, you actually just took the fact that I was just going to say. So thank you, Dave, for being on top of it. Yeah, You Stink But I Love You was covered by Billy and the Boingers, the comic strip band from Bloom County. It was the B-side of Flexi Disc. And that's where, honestly, that was the big thing, that, like, kind of Mucky Pup Jersey band, kind of an American, what you would call, like, a hardcore crossover band, like hardcore punk, like, and they were from Jersey, as I said, and basically they had won a contest where they won second place for the Bloom County comic strip. If you remember Bloom County? Do you remember that comic strip at all?
No.
Okay, so great comic strip. Really, really funny. And I know me and all my friends back in the day, we were obsessed with that comic strip. We used to love it. And when the comic strips actually, you know, appeared in the paper.
Yes.
And you could buy books on Bloom County, all the comic strips. Really, really funny. But they had won second place in this contest, and Bill the Cat, they had a fictional band, Billy and the Boingers, and they released a Flexi disc, and the song was Billy and the Boingers. It was really Mucky Pup, but it was great. Yeah, Opus the Penguin, Bill the Cat. Yeah, really just funny.
Fun.
Super, super witty, very sarcastic comic strip. Really good stuff. I highly, highly recommend going and checking out some of that stuff. So that was where the song kind of got some notoriety, and then they released their full-length record, A Boy in a Man's World, and but that helped because they became, like, sort of more known outside of New Jersey, because they were literally a Jersey area, New York bit, but that kind of, like, helped them break through a little bit, and, you know, they had a little bit of notoriety. They had some good tours. They kept putting out records. They were even on MTV for a very little bit. But I remember when this record came out, this was played all over, which is still around today. If people listening know, WSOU 89.5 FM, Seton Hall Radio, Pirate Radio, all metal. It is the funniest thing on earth to know that there is a heavy metal station where they play all kinds of heavy metal, even the darkest, blackest, evilest heavy metal. And Seton Hall, for anybody that doesn't know, is a Christian college. So what's hilarious is it'll be like, actually I think it's even Catholic too, and you would hear, it'd be great on Sunday mornings or whatever during the week, you'd hear, like, it'd be like and then it'd be 7 o'clock. Goes, and now it's time for Catholic Hour. It was the most hilarious thing ever. Yes, it's the best. And the radio station, for a college radio station, it is one of the most well-known college radio stations in America, and has broken so many bands and put so many bands over. And You Stink But I Love You was played, like, they played Mucky Pup, and they played this song all the time.
Great.
Which is where it ultimately got on my radar, because I used to listen to 89.5 all the time, and I even got to see Mucky Pup a ton, you know, being from New Jersey.
I love that.
So
sure.
Yeah, and the whole record's actually hilarious. The all the lyrics are tongue in cheek, very, you know, it's a really fun record to listen to. And this song is always been, and this was in the community. I remember Tony, Fork Boy, he put it as part of his playlist. He's like, it was like right up there, like, You Stink But I Love You, Mucky Pup.
It's fun.
I'm like, oh yeah, tune. I've never given this to you. I got to give this to you.
It's a good tune. Shall we play a couple notes of that good tune?
Let's play a little bit. A little mucky. I like the way you say Mucky Pup. You say it good.
Mucky Pup.
Mucky Pup. All right, let's hear a little bit about You Stink But I Love You.
I hate the way you look, girl, 'cause you just look like hell. You make me sick, way-o, way-o, way-o. You make me sick, you really stink, girl. You make me sick, way-o, way-o, way-o. You make me sick, but I love you.
I love that riff. They're like the band that you would see in some, like some 80s movie, like playing in the background. Like, we got to the party and Mucky Pup's playing. It's like they're like that perfect band for that. Yeah. But I highly recommend everybody check it out, especially this record. They have another really fun song I'll have to share for you. Hippies Hate Water. Very funny song.
Hippies Hate Water.
Hippies Hate Water. Hippies Hate Water. It's good.
I like how you sing it. Hate water.
Hippies Hate Water.
All right. So with everything that we just said, which was a lot. Where does Amanda rate this song?
Where are you rating?
I love you. So I really just feel that the tune is catchy and the lyrics are really pretty relatable to a ton of the population. It's a fun, heavier ditty, but not heavy.
Right.
You know, it's just got a little edge to it.
Little edge.
So I'm giving this four records.
Four records for Mucky Pup. You Stink, But I Love You. Wow.
Everyone stinks sometimes. Everyone does. Even the best people.
Well, I will take your four records. That's much higher than I thought you would be for the song. But I am glad that you enjoyed the song. I thought you'd find the humor in it. It is. It's a fun song to listen to. So, you know, and it's like, while I know that this could be perceived as a very negative show topic, you know, we always still try to bring the fun and find some songs that, even though it's kind of dealing with it, it's sort of also fun as well.
And, you know, because it is real life.
Yeah.
Everyone doesn't love everyone every second of the day.
Nope, it's impossible. Really,
watch this be our best episode.
Yeah, might be. This might actually top our funeral playlist episode, which I think at this point is sitting at like almost 500 downloads.
Which cracks me up because it's such a, but you know, we had fun in that episode.
We did. And we'll do a part two one day.
We will. Because you know what? If you come to our funerals, we're going to have a million songs played.
I think it's on the Wheel of Themes. So I think part two is on the Wheel of Themes. So it'll show up.
Dun.
It'll show up. Dun, dun, dun. All right. Very good, Amanda. Thank you for the four records on Mucky Pup.
You're so welcome.
So real quick, before we dive into your first song, just want to check in with our comments because we've got a bunch. And I know, as usual, Dave and Ian have selected some songs for us also to check out. So let me go back here to Ian's comment where he put, here we go. My favorite song for the week is We're All Gonna Die Someday by Australian country star Casey Chambers. Casey Chambers. That's a song.
We all gonna die someday is right.
Yes, exactly. And then let's see. So Dave, as always, always putting together a playlist for a man and I. Thank you so much, Dave. Always great and always love it. So my songs for Chris this week are Charming Hostess, Death is a Job, Fishbone Ugly, and The Legendary Shack Shakers by Agony. The Legendary Shack Shakers, Agony Wagon. Thank you, Dave.
$5.
I will check these out. Only Fishbone Ugly is the only song I know, so I will definitely check these other two out because you always have great song suggestions. Mm-hmm. And then he's also got for Amanda, Dierks Bentley, You're Dead to Me, which is what we're just about to talk about. Absolutely. Now, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Headed for a Fall, and Joe Schmo, Everything Sucks.
Which were all very good choices because I listened to all three. Yeah. Just of my favorite was my number one pick to you.
Yep. And let's just say, I'm not a fan of twangy country, but angry all country like Dierks Bentley could be fun. You know, Dave, I like that comment because I am also of the same sentiment. Sometimes for me, the thing, and I've told Amanda this in the past, sometimes with the thing with country, it just gets too twangy for me. And it actually, like, this is my personal opinion, by the way. So it just sucks me out of the song sometimes. But sometimes, totally, though, like the classic twang stuff, I don't know. It feels like it works well. It feels very seamless. So I feel like there's a twang balance.
Agreed. I agree.
Sometimes it feels natural. And then sometimes I feel like it's like, I don't know. I can't explain it other than the fact that sometimes it just doesn't work for me and it'll suck me out of the song.
It is. Well, there's a whiny twang.
Yeah.
And then there's twang.
Yep.
There's different levels of twang.
Different levels of twang. Right. Well said. Well said. And we have Jim Fisher checking in from the UK. Hello, Jim. Thank Welcome you. To the show. We appreciate you from is that Low? Louis? Like, I don't know. L-O-O-E UK? Is that Louis? Loe? Lou? I don't know. I apologize, Jim, because I'm from Jersey and we pronounce everything poorly.
And I'm from Michigan and we also do that.
two people here can't pronounce any names, but thank you. We appreciate you checking in with us, Jim. Thank you for hanging out and watching the show. Yeah. Oh, Lou.
Lou, the toilet.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay. I appreciate thank it. You. All right. So let's get into your first song to me. You're Dead to Me by Dierks Bentley. I like the song.
Okay.
I did. I like the song. And this isn't the first time I've heard Dierks Bentley. I believe you shared Dierks Bentley with me before. And I also have a friend of mine who listens to Dierks Bentley, who's also shared some of Dierks music with me. But I find his brand of country to be very listenable for me. I feel like it's accessible to me. I feel like I can listen to it, I can enjoy it. And I agree with what Dave is saying. I do feel like it's a little more alt and in that sense. I don't know, it just seems to be a little bit different than like your traditional country.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Garth right?
Brooks.
Right.
Or so Alan Jackson.
So he's different from that. And I also feel like too, his lyrics and all that are kind of make him a little separate. He's a little more raw, I think. But I like the song. I mean, the thing is too, like the way the song starts and the way the tune is carried, it's like, it feels a little more uplifting. and you know, on top of that, I mean, the song is kind of heartbreaking. I did a little bit of research about the song.
Upbreaking heartbreak.
Yeah. And, he was talking about You're Dead to Me is basically experiencing the heartache experience after betrayal in a relationship. And I like the way he tells the it feels like a story is being told in this song too. So you can almost like cinematically see it a bit, like play out. The song explores the anguish of having someone you once cherished become a distant memory, emphasizing the sense of finality and acceptance that comes with the realization being quote unquote dead to the other person. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was, you hear that a lot, right? You're dead to me. You're dead to me. You know, it's like, that guy's dead to me. She's dead to me. Like, and you see it in movies.
Yeah.
I'm going to admit, I've said it a few times in my past.
Do you do like the chin thing too?
Yeah. You're dead to me.
Okay. You know? That's a new level. Like, I feel like that is reserved for the people who are like really dead.
It's a Jersey thing, you know?
I like it.
You're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
But I can get, you know, I mean, the pain of a broken relationship, man, it definitely will send you down a spiral. And I think sometimes they can be amicable. Sometimes you go through those stages of breakup and grief and all that. And you maybe come out good the other side. And sometimes you really just come out really just hating the other person and that whole like, you're dead to me, you know, that happens. And so I thought that the song kind of captured that essence pretty well in the way the lyrics are. So let me play a little bit of Dierks Bentley. Dierks. I love saying that name.
I like how you say it like that.
Dierks Bentley. I like the way I like sounding saying it. So, all right, so here's a little bit of You're Dead to Me. Let's check this out a little bit. It also reminded me of the Soggy Bottom Boys a little
bit. Yes.
Yeah, love that song.
That's actually on my notes.
It's a good one. This is good.
Well, come on in.
Sounds like
and sit right down. Surprised to see you're still around.
I mean, launches right into it.
Broke my heart. That's history. I'm still alive. You're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
I hung the curtains.
Like you,
up on my door.
Like you feeling it.
I cried for you.
Yeah, like I went through the emotion, but
I give up.
Yeah. Now you're dead to me.
Yeah, I gave a heartfelt eulogy.
And I said goodbye. You're dead to me.
Like, yeah. Closing that chapter, closing that door.
Yeah.
You are dead to me. And, you know, I put this in the same. There's some friendships that people become dead to me.
You know what? And that happens. I know it's a natural, like, hey, friends drift apart. Nothing wrong. That's part of life. It happens. Yeah. But there are just sometimes there's things that happen that, like...
Mm-hmm. You're dead to me. you dug your own grave type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I can not sympathize, but I get this. I get where he's coming from in this song, and I feel it, and I've been there, and I like that. I like that he sort of was like singing a lot of things I felt in the past. Mm-hmm. I think we all have been there, right? I mean, I think everybody here checking out the show, listening, whether you're live or on the on-demand version or audio version or whatnot, like I think you could all, you've all been there, right? Where somebody's like, enough is enough. You're dead.
You're dead. And you know what I really like is he goes through kind of the stages of the grieving process when he's
singing. He really does.
And he lands at the end of it, you know, you're dead to me. He did the eulogy, the 6 months of, you know, sadness, and now you're done. And I think that's super healthy.
And I like, too, that he's also like, hey, you know, like, I didn't have to, like, you know, he goes, I didn't have to bury you beneath the weeds. I didn't have to take your life. I'm over you. You're dead to me. It's like, you know, it's like, I got to be very specific here. You're dead to me. Not literally, like, I didn't kill you. Like, you're not, dead. Like, you're just dead to me. You know, like, I like the clarification of that. He makes that very, very plain in the song. Let me clarify.
you're just dead to me. I don't even give you any more thoughts.
Yeah. Dave, I gave a heartfelt eulogy and I said, goodbye. You're dead to me. Yeah. And I really feel like that happens a lot. And, you know, and honestly, if you're going to ask me, I actually feel like sometimes it's a healthier way to deal with it. Just.
Yeah.
Just move on, you know, especially when something negative like this happens. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, is it worth fixing? Is it not? I mean, what they've done, it's like, do I really have to dwell? Let me just move on with life. Like, goodbye, you know?
Well, and once trust is broken,
it's tough.
To some degree, it's hard to go, okay, well, if you would do this, what else would you do?
Right, exactly. What else would you do?
What else would you do? And then, so for that very reason, I'm out. I feel like a shark.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Shark Tank. For that reason, I'm out. Watch out, Mark Cuban.
For that reason. Yeah. Watch out. Amanda's coming for you.
I got no money to invest, but
no.
I'm out.
But I'm out. It's very funny. So this Ian coming in. With Amanda's murder board and Chris's You're Dead to Me, I'm not sure you'll be welcomed into Australia.
Oh, wow. I laughed too, like, fiercely for that because it's true. <'Cause>,
You're so true. You're so true. So where am I rating You're Dead to Me by Dierks Bentley? I really like this song. I thought it was cool. I'm adding it to my playlist. I like that. And the bonus is that it sounds like the Soggy Bottom Boys, which, and I love Oh Brother, We're Out There. I think it's great. What a fantastic, not that this has anything to do with the movie. It's just, it's the, it's when I should have my own board when you connect the dots. Yep. That's where I land on. So I like this song, and I would give it a 4 record as well.
Very good.
I would give it 4 records. I think it's great. I mean, I like the way it sounds, and I also like that it's like sort of venomous, like wrapped up into like this like kind of really happy song.
Like the male version of Dolly's presentation of like.
Right. Yes, that song.
I hope you're never happy again.
Yeah, I hope you're never happy again. And you're like, wow, she's so happy. And it's just like, I hope you're never happy again. Like, whoa, okay.
Well, and when Dave sent me this one, I was like, ooh, it sounds like Soggy Bottoms Boy, which I really love. And I remembered you really enjoyed them because we put that song on our movie playlist, songs from movies or something.
We did.
That song was on one of my 3 that I sent you. So
yeah.
I will receive your 4 records. So we are neck to neck right now.
Awesome. We are neck and neck. That's right. 4 neck records. And yes, good morning, Mark Ronick. Thank you so much for checking in. Love you, buddy. Thanks for hanging out with us today. All right, Amanda, my second song to you.
Everything About You by Ugly Kid Joe.
Yep.
Poor Ugly Kid Joe. So, okay, I didn't realize that I actually knew this song without knowing this song.
Most people do. It's a song that's part of pop culture.
And when I realized that it's in like Wayne's World, and I think also Dazed and Confused, I think as well, like which totally appropriately like nestles in, I think. I realized like there's no way most people wouldn't go, I think I know this one, even if they don't know the lyrics. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really catchy and upbeat.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, when I'm listening to this, I feel like there's elements of a million different songs in it. Mm-hmm. Like the chorus sounds like one thing. The riff sounds like one thing. I'm like, what song am I listening to?
Right.
But it's very catchy. Very, very catchy. And you know, I didn't really realize Ugly Kid Joe when I was looking up for information on this song. I saw that they sang a rendition of The Cats in the Cradle, which is a song that I just love and adore so much.
And didn't we do their version of Cats in the Cradle on the show?
You might have did the, oh my gosh, when we did a covers theme.
I could have sworn I'd given you that version and said
you may did. And I looked, I was like, man, this is so, it's very respectful to the version that we all have come to know and love. But it just sounds like their sound is so different. Yeah. And that, even to this, there's 2 different distinct sounds.
And Whitfield, like, I think they did such a great rendition of that song. And Whitfield Crane, the lead singer, the guy's got such a good voice.
Yeah.
He's got a really good voice. If you watch videos of him on YouTube singing other songs, and he's been in different bands, and he does like, he's a very talented guy, and he does have a really good voice.
It's very good. And there, to your point, this song is very easy on the ears, even though it's a little like out there.
Yeah, I mean, what was funny about the song, too, so it came out in 1991, right? So it's kind of like they are like this in-between band that's kind of in between the quote-unquote end of the hard rock, hair metal, pop metal days, right? And grunge is now coming on. So they're like literally smack in the middle of like this, like the end of one musical era and the start of something new.
Yeah.
And they sort of have this, like, even when you look at them, like they don't really look like metal guys, you know, like, but they all got long hair. They look like California surfer dudes, honestly, like when you watch the video. And they've got this like sound. It's a little metal, but it's a little punk, but it's not like full on. Like you said, it sounds like different songs, and like you could have maybe it heard like this being like if you'd been a few years the other way, you know, more 80s, like late 80s, maybe they would have definitely have gotten more lumped in with like 80s metal bands.
Yeah.
But it's like it's not grungy enough to be a grunge band, but it's not metal enough to be that. So they really were like in the perfect like little spot to sort of like break through for a little bit. Before like grunge just buried anything that was like like 80s metal, you know.
We always say timing is everything. And I try to think like how would this have landed if it was in today's time? Now that all of the different elements are.
Yeah.
I almost wonder if it would have done better.
I think this song would have still broken through. It just seems like one of those songs that's like, mm-hmm. it's, you could see it being in movies. I mean, it's mm-hmm. been used in movies, obviously, Wayne's World we were talking about. But, yeah. like, it's still a tune that people, like, will listen to, and they still play it on the radio. And, like, you'll still hear it on TikTok and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's a very TikTokable song, you know, especially yep. with the I Hate Everything About You and that whole, like, I think it still has some kind of relevance today. And I think if they did release it today, obviously just me talk, old guy mm-hmm. talking here, I think it might break through. I mean, and maybe
I do too.
I think, if a band covered it now, especially one of the, you know, more popular bands that mm-hmm. like is kind of like very much in and they covered this, I think that it would probably go over pretty well.
It would. And so help me. Will you play some? And I have All right. got to, I need our community to pair this with the song that I'm thinking of, because I ChatGPT'd it. Mm-hmm. I Google machined and I could not find. I'm like, there is a song that sounds like this, but I can't pin it.
All right.
I'm really stressed about it.
I'm going to play a little bit of this.
Song that sounds so much like the woman band.
Are you thinking of Four Non Blondes?
I don't know.
All right, hold on.
Let's get to the bottom.
Let me see.
It's an 80s song, for sure.
80s song. All right, let me see if I can. Let me see.
We got. I've been waiting patiently for today's episode so I can find.
What's going on?
Us. No, I don't think so.
And so I wake in the morning.
No.
Now, what is Dave saying? Dave's saying Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks. What do we got on that one?
All right, let's see. Oh, maybe. All right, hold on.
I spent way too much time.
Or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees.
Nope. But
when all the birds are singing,
I see what you're thinking.
In the sky.
Yeah.
I do like this song a lot, though.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
Oh. Pretty girls are ever.
I'm not going to be able to rest until I find this out.
Until you get it figured out. I'm trying to think about it too. I'm like,
do 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 do. It's like that part, and I can't.
The main like.
So, and then when I hear this, now I'm thinking this is like an anchorage.
Countryside too.
This part is really weird. I'm like, there's something. I'll find it, and I will let you know.
It's definitely an earworm of a song, man.
It is. It really is. It's edgy, but not like, it could be playing in a store, and no one's going to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it's a safe song in that sense. Yeah. You know, and what's funny, I don't know if you did look this up on songfacts.com?
I did not.
Okay, so basically the song itself was written by Whitfield Crane and guitarist Klaus Eichstätt, and it was inspired by their friend Farrell T. Smith, who they grew up with in Palo Alto, California. In an interview with songfacts.com, Whitfield Crane explained, Farrell's a very cynical man, and he's very good at it. He's not mean-spirited by any means, but he could sure pick you apart at any situation. And he's always had that charm about him. And they were saying that, like, he literally will say things like, I hate the rain. The opening line, I hate the rain and sunny weather, was inspired by the song's muse, Farrell T. Smith, who seemed to dislike every weather condition. According to the band, Smith refused to go skiing because it's too cold and hated going to the beach because it was too hot. The song reached number nine on the U.S. Billboard charts, and this was released as an EP by the way. So there's two versions of the song. There's a version that was on this EP, and then a second version that then showed up on their full length record. But this EP sold over 1 million copies when it was released, and then they did their first full length record in 1992, As Ugly as They Want to Be, and they re-recorded it for that one. Sounds pretty the same though. I mean, when you listen to two versions, the big difference is they had Julia Sweeney doing the It's Pat like kind of intro and the one on the record and the versus the EP. But they sound pretty fairly the same. Like there's not much difference.
Sure.
But yeah, that's a little bit of the backstory behind Everything About You.
I kind of relate to the weather thing. Because I love the summer, but then like I get headaches, and then I hate the cold because now my body aches. Like there's never a good season. There's always something that season brings. Even though I love the heat, hate the cold.
Right.
My poor body.
You get older, and things like, oh my god, it's so cold, my bones. And then you're like, oh, I want it to be warm, and now it's too hot. And man, I'm just sweating. I'm so uncomfortable. Like nothing works. Yeah.
It's gonna rain. I can feel it in my bones. Like one day you're young, and then the next day you're saying these things.
You're old. You just
instantly wake up older.
Yeah.
All right. So where do I rate this song?
Where do you rate Everything About You?
You know what? I'm going to come in and I'm giving it another four records.
Four records.
I'm feeling real generous today, everyone.
You are feeling super generous today. Yeah. All right. All right. I like that. I will take your four records for Ugly Kid Joe's Everything About You. Very good. Dave Mattingly checking in with a bunch of comments here. He goes saying, I love the original Cats in the Cradle, but I never cared for Ugly Kid Joe's.
Understood. Right.
Very fair.
Yep.
Amanda, you think, oh, we already did this Seasons in the Sun. He thought my guess at Four Non Blondes was good guess.
Totally
but
fair.
Was not the song that was in your head. And he was saying, some people think that Hank Williams Jr., country boy, can survive. Sounds like Cats in a Cradle. You know, I don't know if I've ever heard that version, so I'll have to go back and check that out.
Do you know, like, I often think, in all of the time that people have been making music, how they can continue to make different notes and different words into new songs. It blows my mind.
Well, I mean, you'll hear like other bands, like you'll be like, Cassie, you're like, oh, this sounds like this. Like it's inevitable. Yeah. Like there's always going to be something that sounds like something else because there's only so many notes and so many, you know, and themes and all that. Like it's just, it's bound to come back, and there's catchy hooks and there's catchy phrasings on things. And so it's always bound to come back. It's very cyclical that way.
Yeah.
So music.
It's interesting.
Yeah. And you know, it all depends on how someone's spin is on it. So that's what I like about music.
Hence our show.
That's our show. So, all right. Your second song to me was a surprise. Because I really enjoyed this song.
Yay!
I never heard this. I Hate Everyone by Get Set Go.
Get Set Go. What a name.
What a name. Where did you get this track? Did it get recommended by the community, or did you find this?
I did find this one. Spotify. I was going deep down the rabbit hole, and I was putting in annoyed songs, hateful songs. I was just going down everything. Yeah. And then this is one of the things that popped up. And I was like, ooh, this is catchy. So you know this song as much as I do these days.
Yeah.
I had to go all deep.
Right. Yeah, I really enjoyed this song. I thought that this was really catchy. And the lyrics were good. So, I mean, I really dug this. And I was trying to find, it wasn't anything really on Song Facts, but I did find something on Old Time Music.
Ooh.
And basically, they were just talking about that it captures the raw and unfiltered emotions of frustration, anger, and disdain that many people experience at times. Through its lyrics and haunting melody, the song taps into the universal feeling of being overwhelmed by the negativity and cruelty of the world. The lyrics of I Hate Everyone delve into the darker side aspects of human nature and expresses a longing for the escape of toxicity of society. The song serves as a catharsis for those who feel alienated and suffocated by the mundane and superficial aspects of life. So I felt that.
It's so relevant.
That's a much more elegant way than I would have put it, but like I'm like, it's very relevant, and the lyrics are like definitely captured, I thought, that sense. So let me play a little bit of this. I don't know this band. And like I said, I'd never heard this song before, or, you know, the band Get Set Go. But I thought that the song was good and personifies that, you know, I hate everyone. And unsuspectingly, another catchy song.
Greenleaf.
Very catchy.
Some stupid chick in the checkout line was paying for beers with nickels and dimes, and some old man at Club Coupons and argued whenever they wouldn't take one. All I wanted to buy was some cigarettes, but I couldn't take it anymore, so I left. I hate everyone. I hate everyone.
I mean, I'm just gonna say, how many times have you been in the store? Like, this right away is like, totally, how many times you've been in a store and you're waiting in line and like, there's the lottery, like the person playing the lottery and they're like, are you kidding me right now? Like, or whatever it is. But like, you're just like, why? You know, you just go, like, I don't understand, you know? And then this is, and then you start feeling this way, you know, it's crazy. But it goes on. I wanted to get to the, It gets going, like it kind of.
And the people that I meet, I hate you all. And the people that I know, I hate you all.
It's like a sing along.
It is.
I hate you all.
And almost.
Oh, I hate you all.
It's almost a Sesame Street kind of a song. It could almost be a children's song, but like, but it's not.
It's so relatable.
But it feels like that. I mean, they really wrapped like this kind of like, I hate this. I hate that. This is why, like, I get it. Like, you know, and like the way those lyrics in the song, like totally sum up a lot of things that I personally feel sometimes, you know, you go through that, they set you off. And, but I think they do it really well in this tune. And on top of that, they make it super poppy and fun. And I do, I feel like it's going to be like the little bouncy ball, like on the screen, like lyric video, like, and you're singing along, and it's feels very Sesame Street-esque. Like you can see all the Muppets singing this.
Instead of I love everyone,
instead of I love everyone,
hate you all.
I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So I really enjoyed this song. I thought it was really good, and I could definitely listen to this one a lot more. For sure. A lot more. The band themselves, the Get Set Go, I thought that I'm actually intrigued enough to like want to go listen to more of their stuff for sure. So, and this record, I believe that this is coming off of, was 2006. So it's not like they're a recent band. And there wasn't too much I could find about them, but they've been around for a little bit apparently. So I'm definitely want to check out some more. They actually have a new single out called See the Blood Flow, which is hilarious. So, and by the way, the name of their record in 2003 was called You've Ruined My Life. So You've Ruined My Life. So, I mean, there seems to be a running theme with these guys.
A relatable running theme.
Yeah, I absolutely like it. Yeah. Almost a Sesame Street song. Today's hateful songs are brought to you by the letter H and a number 8.
Dave coming in with some classic remarks.
Seriously.
There.
Ian, I believe they had a couple songs featuring Grey's Anatomy. Oh,
I could see that.
Yeah. Made number 4 in Australia.
That was to Everything About You.
Oh, Everything About You. Got it. Yeah.
Yep. So,
and Dave going 2 4s in a row. Amanda Seeker and Green is apparently hate.
Bring on the murder board. We now have a new pin.
There it is.
Yes. There it is.
The murder board. All right. So where do I rank this song? Where am I rating I Hate Everyone by Get Set Go? Thought it was a really good song. Thought it was fun. I don't know if it's quite a 5-record song for me, but I definitely enjoyed it enough that I'm going to add this to a playlist. So I'm going to give it a 4.3.
Ooh. Nice.
4.3 for me today.
We are
on Get Set Go.
We are very, this is a close show, everyone. For those who don't know, we rate our songs and then we now add them up. And there's winners of the show. And I'll say I have taken the lead on the wins.
Yep.
But I don't know. This week could be different.
This week could be different. I have a feeling my next song, though, is going to score low on Amanda's chart.
You know me so well.
But, you know, I had to add this song because Well, I'll let you tee it up. I'll let you tee it up.
So here is Chris's third song to me. I hate. And I'm not missing words there. It's just I hate.
That's right. I hate.
By Overkill. I really thought you forgot to send me additional words.
Nope.
Like, I hate. You hate what? I hate what?
Yeah.
But nope, just I hate by Overkill.
It's I hate fill in the blank, basically.
Yes. And you know what?
Yeah.
There should have been a dot, dot, dot.
It should have been a dot, dot, dot.
There could have been a dot, dot, dot. Insert what you hate for this song. So this was your more aggressive of the three songs.
Yep.
Which you admitted already. But it's got a strong beginning. I dug the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, and Overkill is like one of those bands that they've been around forever. They've been around really long time. Yeah, they've been around for a very long time, since the 80s. They're like classic like 80s, like thrash. Thrash metal band, sort of crossover too, and they are combo. They're like New York, New York, New Jersey. Like they're this area, like thrash band, and they've been around. And this record was sort of their, this Years of Decay record was a bit of their MTV Headbangers Ball like breakout moment record. I remember once again, I was talking about my memories of listening to WSOU all the time.
Yeah.
This song was all over WSOU. Okay. There were three songs on this record that got played religiously. This one, another song called Elimination, and Years of Decay. It's, you know, and honestly, these guys are just writing about, like, put yourself back in the mid to late 80s, and it's like they're just writing about, like, what's going on around them and what's happening in the world, the geopolitical landscape. So, you know, and that's sort of a personification of this song, but I still feel like a lot of this, like, holds up. And
it does. It does.
It still resonates.
I really did like the lyrics. I'll read some of them. It says, I hate people that make you feel small.
Yep.
Ditto.
Yep.
You know I hate being talked down to. Ditto. I hate your rules. I hate them all. Hate being marked to take the fall. Ditto.
Yeah.
Planet's not big enough for me and you. So much trouble over me. You know, surrounded by jerks, can't you see type stuff. And I mean, that is relevant and to your point, holds up to today.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, you know, that's life, you know, and it's like, you just, like, in these songs that we've been talking about, like, you get these emotions, man, you're like, better to deal with them in this way than, like, taking them out in some sort of, like, you know, horrible, violent kind of a way.
Absolutely.
Better to channel them into art, is what I say, right?
Absolutely.
Create with hate sometimes to channel, to work it through, but then try to create something. Ooh. But you know, but still keep it in a way that, like, you're working with it. Like, that can be consumed in a way that, like, helps your fellow man.
Well, it's true. I paint some things to get it out.
Yeah, I mean, you get angry.
I could never write a song that says I hate.
No, but you got to work it through. And it's like, if you're feeling this way, then, hey, you know, write a song, write a book, paint a picture, make a movie, whatever. I don't know.
I'll whisper it. And no one repeat it. But I painted so I didn't hit my sister.
There you go.
One day maybe I'll pull the picture out and show you.
Right.
It's an eye. Yeah. It really is literally an eye. So anyway.
Anyway.
Mana needs therapy, you can see.
You paint.
This was too heavy for me. But I can see this being a really good pump up song for you to work through stuff, like, for Chris.
Yeah, it is that. But, like, you know, once again, I gotta give you my give you what I give you, right? So I give you a mix of, like, different styles of songs, and, you know, sometimes I gotta give you the heavier stuff, but this is like some more, this is more like along the lines of classic metal than it is like some of the newer stuff that I've shared with you. So and even, you know, Bobby Blitz, who's the singer, I don't find he's not, like, he's singing, screaming, but it's not like the Cookie Monster kind of rock. It's more the traditional metal singing, you know, but still a little rough.
It doesn't really hurt my ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's got that higher pitch, like, Yeah. You want me to play a little bit?
Song? And listen, your list is what your list is.
Yeah, my list is my list.
Hit that play button.
Play a little bit of I Hate by Overkill. What a rip.
Play your rules. Bottle half empty or the bottle half full. It does no good to shout.
that classic like thrash sound. Love it. So much fun. And you just do this. You just headbang. Usually with hair flowing.
It's a fast headbang ditty. Your hat is just like really like the duck bill of your hat is just like the duck bill. I could have just called it Bill and made it not like, so awkward. Looks like you're in fast speed.
Yeah.
You do that so well.
Usually I like big hair and you're like,
yeah. I wish I tried for the big hair and this is as much as I get.
Well, at least you got hair.
I'm going to get a wig for the next time you give me a heavy metal.
All right.
So, what do I rate this song? I appreciate it.
Where are you rating I Hate by Overkill?
I appreciate it. You know what? It lands with the theme of this week. I give it that credit. I'm not going to probably turn it on. Now that I'm kind of done listening to it, I probably would skip it.
Okay. Yeah. You're not going back to it.
Yeah. It's. The delivery of I Hate is just a little bit more aggressive than I need. I prefer the I Hate Everyone by Get Set Go. It's a little happier sounding to me. But with that being said, it fits the week. It makes sense why it's on your list. And even though I don't love it, I don't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate it.
Okay.
So I'm going to nestle it in at 3 records.
All right. 3 records for I Hate by Overkill.
Do you feel like that's where you thought it would come in at?
Yeah, I mean, I think for you. I mean, every now and then you surprise me because you'll be like, oh, I'm like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. But I expected this one to be in that range for sure. The least favorite,
sure.
Yeah. What did you think of the album cover, by the way? Did you like that? The Overkill album, the album cover for this?
I don't know. Pull it back up. I know I saw it. Hold on. I could just go to our Spotify because it would show us there.
Yeah, hold on. I'll bring it up.
It's always smaller. Here. Bring her on up.
Yeah, I'll bring it up.
Like, I looked at it, but I didn't really, like, notice it. But now that you're asking, I'm like, now I need an opinion.
I didn't know if you would be into this or not. So I was like, I could see you. Where'd it go? I just had it. Okay, here we go.
God is the record cover.
Here we go.
Let's see the cover.
Let's share. There we go. Years of Decay by Overkill. So it has this, like.
Let's see.
Like almost like He-Man.
Oh, yes. It was like He-Man. That is exactly what I thought when I saw that.
Castle Grayskull or something. Or like it's got the skull with the bat wings, which is kind of their logo. If you look at like a lot of their other, like back in the day, all these metal bands sort of had like their mascot kind of thing. And this was like that bat with the skull with the bat wings, almost like a vampire kind of
bat.
Kind of had like, that was sort of their unofficial mascot, I would say.
It's very – I do like it because it was that very He-Man-ish. So that's them there.
Oh, yeah, what do you think of that look?
You know, so tell me – explain to me the vest without a shirt thing.
The vest without a shirt? That's totally metal. That's the battle vest. But first of all, it's the battle vest. You call it a battle vest. But, yeah, it's got patches on it and all that. But, like, back in the 80s, like, you know, that was, like, the thing. Like, dudes with, like, you know – like, I only wish I could be this thin, you know, obviously. But, like, the thin, the long hair. It was just a look. It's a style back in the day for the metal bands. And especially, like, the tougher, like, thrash metal bands. Like, it's a very much, like, you know, we don't care. We're just going to wear our jeans, our skin-tight black jeans, and our black metal battle vest with patches with our hair.
All right. So real question for everybody, and I want everyone to dig deep and be honest. If you were in the body you were happy with, maybe because maybe it's not thin.
Right.
And you had the long hair, would you have rocked the vest with no shirt? So Chris is saying yes.
I would have because I feel like if I had the shape, like, I mean, these guys aren't even muscular, just thin dudes. Like, I would love to be this thin.
They're...
And I would love to have this hair.
As a woman, I want that hair. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, look at Bobby Blitz's hair. It's like a perm, right? I mean, it's like all. It's like all curly and like poofy.
I've always wanted that hair. I think I said that since episode one. So we're 100 and something episodes into me wanting that hair. Right. If I was a male, I don't think I ever would have chose to do that.
Right.
But also, as a woman, I don't find that attractive either.
But if I was in a band, see, that's also the thing, too. Like, I'm not just walking around with a vest and no shirt on. Like, like normal, my normal everyday life. Yeah, like that, if I'd be in a band or I'd be going to the Overkill show or something like that, because, hey, it gets hot in these shows. So it's like, I would do that. But I wouldn't just normally, I wouldn't just walk around. Like, you wouldn't just be like, hey, Amanda, let's go out and go grab something to eat. And then I show up with, like, no shirt on and a battle vest, a black leather battle vest while we're going to eat, like, out lunch, like, all meddled out like that. I wouldn't look like that. I'd be somewhat put together.
Chris, I love you so much, but if you arrived to go out to eat dressed like that, I would immediately be like, are you okay?
Blink twice if like, you need help.
give me the sign. Who's watching? Who has something on you? Like, right. That was the option.
That's the option. Yeah, so for those of you that are listening to the audio version of this, we were just showing, like, the Overkill record cover, and I showed her a picture of Overkill where they had, like, the long hair and the vest and all that. So go back and watch the video version, and you'll see all that. But, yeah.
Gives me chills just thinking about it.
But I guess, if given the option, would you like to have metal hair? My answer is yes. I would love to have long metal hair. Metal hair.
Yes. 1,000,000% yes. Yeah. Out of control, poofy, where when you're walking down the street and it's a little windy, it's blowing everywhere.
Yeah, it's great.
Yes, like, yes. Give me the metal hair.
Yes.
So we want metal hair. Do you want metal hair?
That's the question.
That's the burning question.
Yeah.
Whew, we get so sidetracked. That's the show.
All right, so basically three records. For I Hate by Overkill. All right, your last and final song to me. In our song swap for songs that personify I Hate Everyone today.
Yes.
You are giving me Something's Gotta Give by Christian Kane.
Yes.
And this is the second time you've given me some Christian Kane music. And by the way, once again, I like this because I can't not help but think of, because if anybody watched the show Angel, which I did. He played the character Lindsay on Angel, and even the librarians too. He was in a librarian, so if you watch that as well, he's in that. So I see him in Angel, and he was kind of like a bad guy in Angel. Like, he was a slimy lawyer who worked for Wolf Ram and Hart, which I don't want to give any of that, but like, he wasn't exactly the nicest of dudes in that show. And so it's like funny to like see him as the actor playing these characters, and then he's does Christian Kane as a country artist, and it doesn't even sound like him at all to me. Like, when you hear his act and you hear his voice and you hear him sing, like, I'm like, it doesn't even sound like the same guy, like, at all. So it blows me away, because you look at the picture and like, that's the dude from Angel, and then he's got this like total like country voice, you know. He's a good singer, though. He's a good singer.
And this was recommended by our good friend, Tony Donato. He sent me that message, and that's when I said, oh, I swapped that baby out real quick.
Yeah, and Tony is a big Angel fan. He and I are big, big Buffy Vampire Slayer fans.
Buffy, who isn't?
Like, yeah, and so, of course, he is also into Christian Kane as well, because, you know, that you got it.
Because why not be?
Why not be? So, but I dug this song. I thought it was pretty good. The lyrics are pretty good. I mean, it's basically... You know, I mean, it's very straightforward. It's kind of like a song of, like, I've had enough. Like, it's really, really what it comes down to. Something's got to give. I've had enough, you know, of all this, like, negativity and all this nonsense and people and all that. And now I'm going to sing a song about how something's got to give. So,
absolutely. Cleanse the system.
Yeah. Now, Christian Kane, I don't think he's really done much lately, though, right? Is he kind of been quiet as far as country stuff goes? I guess maybe
that I'm aware of. I mean,
some more acting stuff.
We're wrong. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think he's done. I mean, if I go on to Spotify and look to see like where he's at as far as music goes, let me just see. I think that this record that this is coming off of.
While you're looking that up,
yeah,
Dave is coming in and saying, I was too much of a fan of the Buffy movie to get into the show. Angel is what he's referring to. I agree. I loved Buffy so much. And I don't think Owen's watched that yet. I think I'm going to make him.
So I love the show so much. I think the show's phenomenal. So he really only released, according to Spotify, it's only been one record. In 2015,
which makes sense. House. That's kind of where.
So That's only been one record to date. But this is, I think, the second time or third time Christian Kane has appeared on the show.
At least twice.
In song form, yes. Yeah, I loved Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I like the movie. The movie's fun. It's really fun. But the show, I feel like, is greater than the movie. That's my personal opinion.
I think the cast was phenomenal on the show. The
cast is phenomenal. The storytelling's great. The scripts are great. I absolutely love that. That was like appointment TV for me in my life. The Librarians, I didn't finish it. My wife finished it. She liked that show. So I was really, you know, I'm going to go back and dive. I should watch The Librarians, watch actually. And I always watch Buffy all the time. So, but hey, so we're talking, though, right now about this, getting back to it again. Not Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but we're talking about Something's Gotta Give by Christian Kane. So let's listen to a little bit of this. Let's listen in. If it's going to play here. There we go.
It's a Monday if it doesn't.
It's a Monday. Monday. Come on. Here we go. Let's try it again.
We're still hitting it up.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Technical difficulties.
I'll just start singing it if it gets real bad. There we are.
Never turn back.
Good chorus. Like, and a little bit of rock, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, a little bit of rock. Even his logo, Christian Kane, looks a little better.
Sure.
The way he writes his name.
Yeah, the music, but his voice is true to a country singer.
Yeah.
The elements of the music that gets added really does take you in a lot of different places. It nestles in nicely. I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, I think this is, you know what? I mean, every time now, this is like I said, maybe a second or third song that, you know, we've gotten from Christian Kane. I'm kind of digging it. I think I dug the last one that we got from him.
Yep.
Which I can't remember the name of it, but I'm pretty sure I added it to something because it's like a lot of times I just add stuff. So let me show this real quick. The album cover, he looks really cool in this too.
He is cool.
Once again, it's like if I could just look like this for like a day, I think. If I could look cool for one day, it'd be great.
Like, you are cool.
He's like in shape. Good looking dude. Although the hair, it's so funny to see in the hair because his hair in Angel was more like this, like it was a little bit more, you know, for the character basically, you know, like because he's playing a lawyer and all that, a little more clean cut, like, but then you see this and he's got like sort of like the longer like country metal hair, but this looks like, I mean, if you were like, this is Christian Kane, like, I don't know if I would guess this is a country record. I would be like, ooh, what is this? Like a hard rock record, you know, like.
It's got some like graffiti type look to the album cover there. So I agree. There looks, it wouldn't naturally necessarily just make me go country.
No. But I dig it. I dig the look and image. So I'm wondering why he hasn't, I guess it's got to be, he's just done more acting stuff and not a lot of country, you know, not more music. But anyway, I dug the song. I thought it was pretty cool. I don't think it, I don't know. I don't know if I can give it a 4, so to speak. I did like it, but I'm not sure I can give it a 4. But I can get behind it and give it at least a 3.5 for sure.
Okay.
Because I do like it, and I will save it. So.
All right, Chris. I think that puts me.
That puts you over the top. See, but hey, the ratings are the ratings.
The ratings are the ratings.
The competition is secondary to me. It's more about being honest and authentic.
And, you know, I can't take this win. I have to give our community this win because they graciously helped me out this week. So for this week, the win goes to the community.
Oh, well, that's very, very gracious of you. Very gracious of you.
It's true, though.
So Ian is saying, I know what the big news is. Amanda's releasing an album of ditties. How can I get one?
Oh, my goodness. So that's not the news, but what if it was?
That would be amazing if that was the news.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Happy little ditties.
Yeah. Very happy ditties. Good ditties. Good ditties. I could see you doing a bunch, a record of all your happy ditties.
What does TKO mean?
Technical knockout.
Oh, okay, I'm so not good with those.
And by the way, real quick, so our Tony, you know, Tony Forkboy, you know, we talk about him a lot on his show, and every now and then he takes it upon himself to make some fun graphics for Amanda based on stories that Amanda's told on the show. He always has a good time with that. So this time around, he made a really funny graphic, which I honestly think we need to make this one into a shirt.
This is a new graphic?
This is new.
That I haven't even seen.
You haven't even seen this one yet.
Oh my gosh, let me buckle up.
This is
new.
So this is based a few episodes ago, right? I'm just going to set the stage real quick. A few episodes ago, we were doing angry songs, right? And so I had given Amanda's I gave her punishment by Biohazard, you know? And Amanda had told a story in that episode about going to Tim Hortons and yelling at the truck and kind of getting all like,
I did a shimmy.
You did a shimmy. You got all worked up. And then we were talking about like Biohazard and punishment and like laying down some Amanda justice. So Tony took it upon himself to create a design influenced by the front cover of Biohazard's Urban Discipline record. Which is where punishment is off of. So the record's called Urban Discipline. So here is Tony's take on Amanda's discipline. Please turn off the... Yeah. So
I'm dying here.
So, I mean, that's...
always fresh with a smackdown showdown of Amanda Discipline.
Yes. So if anybody knows that record cover... it's maybe lost on somebody, but I'm telling you, look up Biohazard's Urban Discipline and look this up. And here's, we've got to make shirts out of this. It says song swap. So for those of you not watching, once again, the Biohazard cover for Urban Discipline has got like a picture of it's like black and white with orange and these kids, one kid's holding a hypodermic needle and you know, it's very like, you know, graphic, I guess, in that sense of like it's trying to make a point, urban discipline. So but Tony then made it and he updated it to Amanda Discipline Song Swap Showdown, being inspired by Amanda's Tim Hortons story where she was gonna lay down some Amanda justice on the truck driver.
I have the darkest side. It when you see it on an image, you go, ooh, but I own it, but I try to hide it.
Yeah, you do own it.
And, you know, I go, don't make me be mean. Don't make me shimmy.
Do not make her shimmy. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find the original album cover real quick. I just want to pull that up.
Oh, my gosh. Tony, that is fantastic. I love your creations for our show. They're spot on.
Yeah, let me. I want to try to get the original album cover up just so you can kind of see this real quick for everybody who's watching the show. Here's the original album cover, for Biohazard Urban Discipline. So that's Biohazard Urban Discipline, the original cover for the record that's out, and here's Tony's version with Amanda Discipline.
You know. I am's what I am's.
You are is what you are is. That's right.
Ours and I am's what I am's. So thank you, Tony.
Dave, checking in. Christian Kane's pose on an album cover makes him look like John Cougar.
Who's John Cougar?
You know John Cougar Mellencamp.
Do I?
Hurts so good.
Oh yes,
Come on, baby. I can't believe you just said who's John Cougar.
I can't believe I did either.
Amanda's discipline, always fresh.
I was in my little. I was in my discipline phase.
You were.
I couldn't see clearly.
Yeah, couldn't see clearly.
Couldn't see clearly.
All right. All right, everybody. Now. So much fun today. All right. So
it started out a little rocky, but we got there.
All right. So the wheel this week, right? Because we we're supposed to spin the wheel as we do at the end of every show.
Correct.
But what we're gonna do? Because I didn't have enough time to get this week's wheel ready. Because we're going to do Halloween-themed episodes for the rest of October. So we were going to spin the wheel to pick Halloween themes. Because from the next show till the end of October, we're going to do all spooky theme. So listen, if you want to get your Halloween or horror movie, whatever spooky season inspired theme onto Wheel of Themes, go over to our Facebook group right now and you'll see a post. And I want you, whoever's listening, to go and put your idea in there. If you don't want to join the group, that's fine. You can email us your ideas or DM them to us. I'll also put the post up on social media and we will add them to the wheel and we will spin that wheel during the week, right? That's what we decided to do is we'll spin the wheel during the week on our social media channel. And then we'll pick the following Monday's theme that way.
We will. That wasn't our big news. Cause the big news is bigger than that.
It's bigger than that. So you're going to want to check our social media probably around Wednesday.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink for some big news.
I hope they're not disappointed.
I don't know. They might be because I already know the backstory. Like, so
whatever.
Whatever. We'll have to make sure we set up the put it in context.
Very much. Yeah. It's just part of our story.
Yes, it is part of our story. It's part of our journey together.
Yes. Absolutely.
As podcasters and friends. So, all right. So with that being said, we're not spinning the wheel this week because we're going to spin it on during the week on our social media channels. So we will spin the wheel, but it's going to be a special Halloween theme spin. So that way we'll pick next Monday's show, which will be all spooky season themed. And we will see what we will be focusing on for next week's show. Who knows? Could be anything. Could be bats. Could be vampires. Could be monsters.
Could be Buffy.
Could be all about candy.
Ooh.
Could be about the treats themselves or Halloween costumes. Could be so many different things. So many different things.
Oh, Dave.
I wish, Dave. The big news that Song Swap Showdown is going national primetime already picked up for 10 seasons. Dave, love you, bud. love you, buddy. We wish it was that big.
I know. You guys are going to be so disappointed now.
Yeah, now I feel like everybody's going to be like, oh, wait, what? Who cares?
But we would love that.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, Chris?
It'd be amazing. It'd be amazing.
I mean, I could imagine.
Yeah, you could.
We just need other people to imagine it with us.
Yes, exactly. Well, you guys are doing that, by the way. So keep hitting that subscribe button, especially over on YouTube, because, man, we are at 1,900 followers, subscribers since we did our show last week. So you people out there who are checking us out, we love you. You guys are amazing. We are so blessed. Thank you for everybody who's and follows us too on Facebook, on Instagram. Even TikTok's getting a little bit of love. And of course, wherever you get podcasts, everybody's following there as well. So please, please keep doing that thing. Please share the show with a friend, someone who may think may like this style and this kind of content of show. We would love to welcome them here and keep them as entertained as hopefully we're entertaining you. And also too, please make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button for your favorite creator as well, because it does mean a lot and it does go a long way. So for everybody else that you're listening to, if you dig their content, give them a follow as well. Give them a shout out and share their content too, because it really does matter and it goes a very, very long way. All right, Amanda, any final words here?
Listen, this ended up being, I think, a happier show than those would have expected. So I'm really proud of us. It started out a little rocky, but
started off
okay.
A little rough this morning.
We did it. We concluded it. And I think we have a wonderful addition to our playlist. Go check it out on Spotify. It's hours of good listening. So give it a listen.
Yeah, literally hours. Mm-hmm. Literally hours. So, all right, everybody, well, thank you all so much for hanging out with us today. We appreciate you. Make sure you check out the show on demand on YouTube or anywhere you get podcasts. And we will see you next week. And make sure you stay tuned to our social media channels all week for all kinds of special news coming up, as well as our spinning the wheel, the Halloween wheel, for our theme for next week. So we will see you guys next time. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Get notified every single time we drop a new episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown. Just hit that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the show, please use the email address in our show notes and we'll get right back to you. And last but not least, please feel free to follow us over on our social accounts on Instagram and TikTok at Song Swap Showdown, or join our ever-growing community in our Facebook group by using the link in our show notes. Thanks for listening.